This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 27th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the day progresses, Israel is enjoying warm and sunny weather. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day to be outdoors. Jerusalem sees similar conditions with clear skies. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF and the Shin Bet have killed Razek Sahil Suleiman Abu Shama in Gaza. He was Yahya Sinwar's former bodyguard and a Hamas Nukba terrorist. Also, Ynet informs us that Hezbollah has launched attack drones at IDF forces in southern Lebanon. Israel has retaliated with strikes across the region. Also this hour, JNS adds that Abu Shama had infiltrated the Israeli military's Re'im base near Gaza on October 7th. Separately, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that the U.S. government confirms Hezbollah remains a terrorist organization. There are no negotiations underway. And finally, JTA brings news that Abdul El-Sayed and Jamie Raskin are focusing on their campaigns in Michigan, sidestepping recent controversy involving Hassan Piker. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a prominent Democrat, has condemned Hassan Piker's antisemitism publicly on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, stated earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. He cites anti-Israel actions by the Dutch government as the reason. Belaz News, an online news outlet, also reported that the expulsion of Dutch diplomats follows a Dutch law banning trade in products from Israeli territories beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the recent IDF operation in Gaza. According to the Jerusalem Post, Razek Sahil Suleiman Abu Shama, previously a bodyguard for Yahya Sinwar, was targeted due to his involvement in past attacks, including an infiltration of the Re'im base. This operation underscores the ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. The implications for regional stability are significant, as tensions remain high. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that Hezbollah's use of attack drones marks an escalation in hostilities. The IDF's swift retaliation highlights Israel's commitment to defending its borders. This strike comes amid increased military activities and could lead to further confrontations in the region. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom clarifies that the U.S. maintains its stance on Hezbollah as a terrorist entity. This follows comments from Tom Barrack, but Washington insists there's no policy change. The confirmation reassures Israel of continued U.S. support against Hezbollah's influence. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom business reports NVIDIA has broken new records with over $96 billion in revenues. Despite this, market expectations remain high, creating pressure on the tech giant. Separately, Globes reveals that SSI might soon unveil a revolutionary language model. The startup, founded by Ilya Sutskever and with offices in Tel Aviv, could significantly impact the AI industry. And finally, Kitek notes that Meta has reached a settlement in a major trial. While the terms were favorable, this could set a precedent for future legal strategies against large tech companies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.